We promised earlier this hour that we would get to this later in the program, and here we are. Forget North Korea. Fear of math. It sounds like this.
I have had a fear of math. Basically, it started when I started in school. I didn't like math. I didn't like the exercises. The math started getting more difficult. I would just stay away from it.
That's one of a whole lot of YouTube postings of people confessing their math anxiety to anyone who will listen. We supplied the anxious soundtrack there. Now, the opposite of math anxiety? I suppose that would be something you would find in science fiction.
For the volume of a sphere.
4/3 pi times the radius cubed. 1.26.
Any limbs?
Yes, on planet Vulcan, little pods of green-blooded geniuses just loving their math. But on planet Earth?
I like it because the tic-tac-toe thing is right over there and I really like it. You have to make the number 15, but only with three levers.
There's a five-year-old talking about math like it was some purple dinosaur you could hug.
What do you think about the math museum?
I really like it.
Five-and-a-half-year-old Cooper Delabar, one of the many visitors to the National Museum of Mathematics, where we went to see an institution dedicated to turning math into a collective kumbaya experience. Mo Math, as this place is called, opened in New York City just 3 months ago, and nobody's developed a case of hives or acute seizure activity over the place yet.
It's very nice, and it's really pretty.
Don't bother the little math lovers here. Even the moms and other caretakers are having a good time.
There's a faith that they will learn based on what they're passionate about and through play.
The kid that I'm babysitting is obsessed with math, and he makes me come here every day, so he plays with shapes for a while, then he goes drawing, and then he'll go downstairs and with the magnets and make even more shapes.
Come to think of it, it does sound a little bit like planet Vulcan, full of little Spocks around here.
What is it?
Pentagon.
Yeah, and this?
Triangle.
Yeah, and this?
Hexagon.
Math anxiety? There's more anxiety about finding the bathroom than finding square roots here.
I mean, math anxiety is, you know, one of a host of symptoms that we had in mind when we wanted to create an institution like this. And I think a lot of that anxiety stems from not really knowing what math is or what it's like and not having a personal relationship with it. We wanted to create a place where people could form a personal relationship with mathematics.
That's Glenn Whitney, Mo Math founder and executive director, and one-time boy math hater.
When I was, in grade school and junior high, that sort of thing, I had very little affinity toward math.
Perhaps because of Glenn, 12-year-old Malcolm doesn't have this problem.
In a way that it's more fun than school. You don't have the teacher talking to you. You don't have to be solving math problems sitting at a desk for hours on end.
A lot of messages out there kind of in the public media to, you know, read to your kids and explore reading with them and talk with them and so on. And we need a more robust set of messages of similar around mathematics.
And that's the deal. Change the messaging around math and maybe you get better students. And after that, better, more science and math fluent adults. A discussion on that coming up. But give us your math anxiety stories, like this one from Miami. Put it in perspective, a few years ago I was debating getting my master's degree in journalism until I learned that the GRE included a math section, much like the SAT. Suddenly my bachelor's degree was good enough for me. Wow. On Facebook, listener Amandeur writes, I have failed every single math class I've ever taken. I'm humiliated by this fact, and it led to years of low self-esteem, but the only thing that kept me going is the fact that I am bright, intelligent, a woman who has chosen a career path that will never ever involve math in it. Well, we think you folks can do better than that. We want to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to share your math anxiety stories on The Takeaway. So I love how you're all involved in this conversation. Math anxiety is both familiar and common among students and adults, but is it something that gets started pretty early in life? The idea of getting the message that it's okay or normal to be bad at math, is that something out there in the conversational ether that kids pick up well before they head off to school? Maybe so. That's the disturbing result from research conducted by Dr. Rose Vukovic, who's a professor of teaching and learning at NYU's Steinhardt School of Culture, Education, and Human Development. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we've heard a lot about math anxiety. In a sense, if you think about it, there's no particular reason why numbers should scare young people, except insofar as we've dressed them up for Halloween in the way that we deal with math. What have you discovered?
My research has been looking at the development of math anxiety in young children. The research suggests that children aren't experiencing math anxiety until middle school, when the curriculum gets difficult and they've had several years of bad experiences with math. So it didn't match my observations with what was happening in real classrooms with real children and in a lot of children that are referred to me for assessments. There's something going on with kids younger than sixth grade where they are already expressing dislike toward math, strong dislike, where they have actual physical reactions that get them out of math class. So my research team and I started looking systematically at this issue of math anxiety as early in first grade, which we were finding that as young as first grade, children are reporting math anxiety.
So kids are coming to school prepared to be upset and afraid of numbers and the concepts that go with them.
Some children are coming to school saying things like, I'm bad at math, I hate math, before they've even stepped into a math classroom.
What is it about numbers that or what is it that we do to numbers that ends up scaring certain classes of young people?
I think that there are a few things going on. First of all, there's a societal aversion to math. It is socially acceptable to say I'm bad at math in a way that we don't say I'm bad at reading. So you have this the condition set where it's okay to talk about being bad at math, and that continues to get reinforced.
Well, let's explore that for a minute. So a kid says at home, three or four, I'm bad at math. The response from adults is likely to be in this society, oh, you know, I knew somebody who was bad at math. But if you say you're bad at reading, it's just absolutely forbidden. No, you are not. How can you say that? They almost get shamed into saying, well, you better fix something, kid.
Right. Well, people don't admit to being bad at reading. You don't even set the conditions where that's allowed. We value literacy skills too highly in our society for people to talk about being bad at reading. They may say, I don't like, or reading is boring, but you don't have people that are admitting that they are bad at reading.
Interesting. All right. So it almost seems as though parents would have an extraordinarily difficult time counteracting the prevailing sense that it's okay to have a math anxiety, that you're the kind of person that has a math anxiety. Parents, no matter how many times they say, that's ridiculous, here, let's buckle down, are really getting a different message from their surroundings.
In part, yes. And parents also may have their own math anxiety. Parents are also a product of the system and the same society that has created the math anxiety in the young children. So I think you have this interaction going on in homes where parents are, when math homework comes home, they become upset by that homework as well. It brings up their own anxiety. So it's difficult for them to help their children, which reinforces the idea that math is hard and we can't do math.
Who has math anxiety? Are there differences in terms of race, gender, class, ethnicity?
We don't tend to see differences in math anxiety across class or across language backgrounds. We do have evidence of gender differences in math anxiety in the later grades. I'm not finding gender differences in first through fourth grade in math anxiety. And the research shows that females report slightly higher levels of math anxiety, but that doesn't become meaningful until high school and college.
So the president says we need all of these engineers and math sophisticated students to get us through the 21st century. He says that as an adult speaking to young kids, and in grade after grade, the kids go, that's frightening to me. There's a countervailing headwind to what the STEM education movement is trying to achieve.
Yes. The children that are a product of the system of society, schools, and families end up becoming our teachers and our parents. So you have this cycle of math anxiety continuing to have its exert influences, and it becomes hard because our children, highly math anxious children, are less likely to participate in math class. They're steering away from mathematical majors, so they're not the ones that are ending up in our advanced math classes or our algebra, which is the gateway for future STEM careers.
If there's an ideal here, is there a culture that gets this right, that manages to acculturate math and numbers and mathematical concepts at an early enough age that math anxiety is diminished in some significant way?
Not that we've seen. So countries around the world are reporting children with math anxiety. And I've actually been getting a lot of requests about my research around the world from Hong Kong and Belgium and Germany, people interested in this issue of math anxiety in young children. So I don't think that this is a uniquely American phenomenon.
But that said, I mean, it is the case that math is hard, right?
No, I would disagree. Math is not hard. I think that one thing that is unique about math that isn't similar to reading is that we actually do have mathematical processes in the brain that come hardwired, which isn't true for reading. Somebody has to teach you to read. We have basic mathematical processing abilities that are not unique to humans. So there's something about math that is more natural than is reading. What happens is in schools and in families and in communities, that gets translated into being hard. But in general, we're actually hardwired to think mathematically.
So what's the fix here? Is there any?
I think that there are a few things that we can be doing differently. I think for me, most importantly, is doing a better job in teacher preparation programs and in real schools provide support for teachers that have math anxiety. I think we can help parents to build environments at home that support children's learning. And I think we just have to get rid of these messages broadly that we consider acceptable, like I'm bad at math. There was that controversy a few years ago about the T-shirts that were being sold for girls saying, my brother does my algebra homework, or I'm too pretty for algebra. That's not okay.
Dr. Rose Zavugovich, thanks so much. NYU Steinhardt Professor of Teaching and Learning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.